Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on. We're almost finished with our label series. We've been walking our way through the book of Luke and the Gospel of Luke. And we were in Luke 23, looking specifically at the crucifixion. And obviously, there's so much that you could say about this passage, about the crucifixion, about the temple being torn in two from top to bottom, and darkness coming over the face of the land, and the fulfillment of Old Testament scripture, the fulfillment of everything Jesus said during his ministry, that the Son of Man must suffer and die, and then on the third day be raised again. Obviously, we talked about the idea of justification, that our sins are paid for in full because Jesus died, because he took the wrath of God for us. That at the cross, the Father turned his face away, and the Son became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. And just the astonishing grace of God. And that's one thing I kind of honed in on Sunday, and I want to just briefly mention now, is one of the striking things about the passage, really stunning when you kind of zoom out and you take the moment to think about it, is the Creator is being murdered by his creation. You look at the overall arc of the biblical narrative, and it's, God creates mankind. Mankind turns away from him. God sends his Son as a man in the flesh who lives a perfect life and then goes to the cross. And he's whipped and flogged and spit on and mocked by the very people he created. I was listening to a pastor this week who said it so well. He was pointing out, he's like, he's got nails that are made from, that are fashioned from the metal he created, that he put in the earth. He's being hung on a cross that's made from the wood of the trees that he created and put in the ground. And the Creator being murdered by his creation, being mocked and scorned. And I'm thinking, as I read it, and the people are mocking Jesus, specifically the chief priests and rulers are saying, hey, come down, if you're the Son of God, save yourself. And you would almost think, hey, this is the moment where, Jesus is going to call down a legion of angels and just decimate all of his enemies. And anyone who dared mock him, that got the vengeance of God is going to come, and he would be just and right to do that. But I think it was Pastor Paul who said it this week, that Jesus could have saved himself, but he didn't. He chose instead to save us. And if you notice his prayer there in verse 34, as they're mocking him, as his created beings are mocking him, the Creator, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I just kind of wanted us to marvel for a second. Think about, what kind of God does this? What kind of God shows that kind of mercy? What kind of God steps out of heaven, puts on flesh, walks among us, as we've been singing right in the song, Son of Suffering, that he walking here with us in the dirt, and then he goes to the cross and he allows himself to be killed by his own people and lets them mock him and spit on him and crucify him, and then says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it falls in line with everything we've been talking about in the Gospel of Luke, that Jesus said, I came to seek and to save the lost. He came for lost people who are lost in the darkness, lost in their sin, the rich and the poor. John chapter 3, right, verse 16, that whosoever would believe in him, Jesus, even at the cross, says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is an astonishing, incredible mercy and grace. And it's only our God, only the God of the Bible, shows such mercy and kindness to sinners and says, hey, turn from your sin, trust me, my own Son was crucified in your place. Jesus saying, I gave my life for you, that your sin might be paid for and you might be made new. I want to take a moment just to pray for you. I want to encourage you to take a moment, reflect on that, and pray as well. Heavenly Father, thank you that you so loved us, as we've been singing, your cross, my freedom, your stripes, my healing. All praise, King Jesus. And glory to God forever. Lord, thank you that you so love the world, that you gave your only Son, that whosoever, Lord, wherever we are today, grace meets us right where we are. Father, whosoever would believe in you would not perish but have everlasting life, because you died and you rose again. Jesus, we love you, and I pray that this would just sit in us and in our hearts and hit us in a new way today with greater depth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.